ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यत्संगलभं निजवीर्यवैभवं यत्संगलब्धं निजवीर्यवैभवं तीर्थं मुहुस्पृशं सतं हि मानसम्। त्रितं मुहुसं स्पृशतं हि मानसम्। रत्यजोन्ता श्रुतिभिर्गतोऽङ्गजं हरत्यजोन्ता श्रुतिभिर्गतोऽङ्गजं को वै न सेवते मुकुन्दविक्रमम्। को वै न सेवत मुकुन्दविक्रमम्। यत्सङ्गलब्धं निजवीर्यवैभवम् तीर्थं मुहुसं स्पृशतं हि मानसम्। हरत्यजोन्ता श्रुतिभिर्गतोऽङ्गजं को वै न सेविता मुकुन्दविक्रमम्। यत्संगलब्धं निजवीर्यवैभवं तीर्थं मुहुसं स्पृशतं हि मानसम्। हरत्यजोन्ता श्रुतिभिर्गतोऽङ्गजं को वै न सेविता मुकुन्दविक्रमम्। यत्संगलब्धं निजवीर्यवैभवम् तीर्थं मुहुसं स्पृशतं हि मानसम्। हरत्यजोन्ता श्रुतिभिर्गतोऽङ्गजं को वै न सेविता मुकुन्दविक्रमम्।
Anyone else?
Yatsangalabdham nichavirya-vaibhavam Thamsvamsvamsvamsam Haratyajanta shrutibhirgatongajam Kovaina sevita mukunda vikramam। यत्संगलब्धं निजवीर्यवैभवम् तीर्थं मुहुसं स्पृशतं हि मानसम्। हरत्यजोन्ता श्रुतिभिर्गतोऽङ्गजं को वै न सेविता मुकुन्दविक्रमम्। Sangalabdham vijaniya vaibhavam Tirtham bahusam sprishitam himanasam Sevita Mukunda Vikrama Yat Sangha Labdham Nijavirya Vaibhavam Tirtham Muhusang Spishatham Himanasam Haratya Jonta Shuti Virga Tonga Jang Kovai na seveta mukunda kukramam. Ladies. Yat. Of whom? The devotees. Sangalabdham. Achieved by the association. Nirjavirya vaibhavam. Whose influence is uncommon. Tirtham, holy places like the Ganges. Muhu, repeatedly. Sangsprishatam, of those touching. He, certainly. Manasam, the dirty things in the mind. Hariti, vanquishes. Ajaha, the supreme unborn one. Andaha, in the core of the heart. Shruti bihi, by the ears. Gataha, entered. Angajam, dirty things or infections of the body. Kaha, who? Why? Indeed. Na, not. Sevita, would serve. Mukunda Vikramam, the glorious activities of Mukunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. By associating with persons for whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, is all in all, one can hear of his powerful activities and soon come to understand them. The activities of Mukunda are so potent that simply by hearing of them, one immediately associates with the Lord. For a person who constantly and very eagerly hears narrations of the Lord's powerful activities, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, in the form of sound vibration, enters within his heart and cleanses it of all contamination. On the other hand, although bathing in the Ganges diminishes bodily contaminations and infections, this process and the process of visiting holy places can cleanse the heart only after a long time. Therefore, one who is the sane man will not associate with devotees, who will not associate with devotees to quickly perfect his life. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Bathing in the Ganges can certainly cure one of many infectious diseases, but it cannot cleanse one's materially attached mind, which creates all kinds of contaminations in material existence. However, one who directly associates with the Supreme Lord by hearing of his activities cleanses the dirt from his mind and very soon comes to Krishna consciousness. Suta Goswami confirms this in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, text number 17. Shrinvatang Sakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyantastoya Badrani Vidhunoti Suhritsatam. The Supreme Lord within everyone's heart becomes very pleased when a person hears narrations of his activities, and he personally cleanses the dirt from the mind of the listener. Ridyantastoya Badrani Vidhunoti. He washes off all the dirt from the mind. Material existence is caused by dirty things within the mind. If one can cleanse his mind, he immediately comes to his original position of Krishna consciousness, and thus his life becomes successful. Therefore, all the great saints in the devotional line very strongly recommended the process of hearing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to give everyone a chance to hear Krishna's holy name. For simply by hearing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, one becomes purified. Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is chiefly engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra all over the world. After one's mind becomes cleansed by chanting Hare Krishna, one gradually comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness and then reads books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the Nectar of Devotion. In this way, one becomes more and more purified of material contamination, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, text number 18, Nasta prayeshu vivadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yutama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed. In loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. In this way, simply by hearing of the powerful activities of the Lord, the devotee's heart becomes completely cleansed of material contamination, and thus his original position as an eternal servant who is part and parcel of the Lord becomes manifest. While the devotee engages in devotional service, the passionate and ignorant modes of material nature are gradually vanquished, and then he acts only in the mode of goodness. At that time, he becomes happy and gradually advances in Krishna consciousness. All the great acharyas strongly recommend that people be given a chance to hear about the Supreme Lord. Then success is assured. The more we cleanse the dirt of material attachment from our hearts, the more we will be attracted by Krishna's name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and activities. This is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmuditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Mukam Karoti Vacha Lampangum Langayate Garim Yad Kripa Taraham Bande Shri Gurun Dinatarana Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram. So, this is a very instructive purport for anyone who's interested to advance in the process of Krishna consciousness. We see that persons sometimes go to holy places and they take bath in the holy rivers at these holy places. And basically, after that, they think their business is done. But if such persons who visit holy places simply for taking bath don't try to search out in these holy places the saintly persons that reside there and try to hear from them, then such a mentality is no better than a cow or an ass. We saw in Kumbh Mela there are quite a few people going for taking bath. Lax. Actually, you couldn't move this way or that way. There were so many people. But how many people were in our tent ready to hear the philosophy of Krishna consciousness? Just a handful, right? People don't have any idea what is the actual purpose of spiritual life. They're misdirected. They have not heard from Srimad Bhagavatam. But here Srila Prabhupada is clearly explaining what is the purpose of spiritual life. What does it mean, spiritual life? And that is that one should hear. One should develop, one should become Srinvatam. Right? Unless one Srinvatam, one cannot make any progress in spiritual life. Right? What was Srila Prabhupada's qualification? By his own Guru Maharaj explained that Srila Prabhupada was Srinvatam. Srinvatam means that he was eager to hear. Once in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada was on Parikrama. And there was an opportunity to go to one Adi Keshava temple or sit and hear the lecture from his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So Srila Prabhupada sat to listen. And others went for the temple darshan. Srila Prabhupada said, sometimes I understood my Guru Maharaj and sometimes I could not understand. But I was always very eager to hear. After the lecture, I would be questioning others. What did Guru Maharaj mean? What did Guru Maharaj say? Eager to hear. And in Allahabad, when the opening of the Rupa Goswami Gaudiya Mutt was there, at that time, the members of the Gaudiya Mutt approached Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and asked if Abhay Babu could get initiated. And the reply from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was, yes, because he's very eager to hear. This is the qualification for spiritual life. This is the qualification to become advanced in Krishna consciousness. Why? Because yabhadrani, all of the dirty things, vidhu noti, they become cleansed away. All of the contaminations that are within the mind and the heart, they become wiped away by this hearing, by developing an eagerness to hear the message of the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. And what is that dirty thing within the mind? That I can enjoy in this material world, that I am this body. There's two types of persons. There's the suras and the asuras. The devotees and the non-devotees. The devotees understand that I'm not this body, I'm the eternal spirit soul. I and the body are different. The sources of sense gratification, they are sources of suffering ultimately only. But the non-devotees, their mentality is that I am this body and I can enjoy. Just like Hiranyakasipu. Haranya means gold and Kasipu means soft bed. Cushioned. So the non-devotees, they're always busy chasing after wealth and trying to make comfortable arrangements for this gross material body. This is a non-devotee's business. So hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam means to become, to do away with the demoniac mentality. To kill the demoniac mentality. In previous incarnations, the Supreme Lord came to kill the demons. To annihilate the demons. And to protect the devotees. But in his incarnation as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also came to kill, but to kill the demoniac mentality. When Jughai and Madai were delivered, their demoniac mentality, or their mentality of committing sinful activities, was destroyed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's come to kill us, which means he's come to kill our demoniac mentality. This idea that I am this body, the idea that I am an American, I'm Russian, I'm Chinese, I'm Indian. This is all according to the dress. It's not our real identity. The real identity is what? That I am the eternal spirit soul, servant of Krishna. Jivaya Svarupoy Nitya Krishna Das. So how? It's by hearing. By developing an eagerness to hear. And by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted everyone to get an opportunity to become purified by this hearing process, by hearing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because by this hearing, one's mind becomes cleansed, and then one gets out of the bodily concept of life. And when one becomes free from the bodily concept of life, he can actually become happy. As long as one is in the bodily concept of life, can never become happy. He'll only become more and more miserable. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous incarnation. Why? Because he's distributing freely this love of Godhead. This love of Godhead that can be obtained through chanting the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his way to Vrindavan and he came to Varanasi. And in Varanasi there were many Mayavadi sannyasis. And they were criticizing. They were saying that just see, this person is a sannyasi, but he's chanting and dancing just like a sentimentalist. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never minded for their criticisms. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after meeting with his devotees, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar, left Varanasi and went to Mathura. And after some time he returned. But he returned to Varanasi with a purpose. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's business was to deliver all the conditioned souls. Everyone. And these Mayavadis were evading him. They were actually blasphemers. And they were evading him. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided he would deliver them. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Varanasi, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar, they met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went through Varanasi for the first time, he stayed at the house of Tapan Mishra. And he took his lunch there every day while he stayed in Varanasi. But on his return, he stayed in the house of Chandrasekhar. Right? And Chandrasekhar, Tapan Mishra was from a Brahmin family. But Chandrasekhar was not a Brahmin. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by his example. Right? It's not that one is born in a Brahmin family. That one becomes Brahmin. One should develop the qualities of the Brahmin by one's activities and by one's consciousness. So at that time, while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Varanasi, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar, they expressed their minds to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they felt very bad that these Mayavadi sannyasis were criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and saying that he's supposed to be a sannyasi, but he doesn't study Vedanta. He only chants and dances, like a sentimentalist. Bhavuka, I think the word he called it. Bhavuka. Bhavuk. Sentimentalist, with no basis of knowledge in Vedanta. So when Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra, they were explaining like this, we feel so bad that we just want to die rather than hear criticism of your good self. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't say anything. He only smiled. And just then, one Brahmin came. One Brahmin came and fell down at the feet of Lord Chaitanya. And he got up and he said, I know, my dear Lord, you don't go to others' homes, but please come to my house. Please come to my house. So Lord Chaitanya accepted his invitation. Even though Lord Chaitanya knew that Prakashananda Sarasvati and all of his followers, Mayavadi sannyasis, were going to be at this house of this Brahmin, still he accepted the invitation. So when Lord Chaitanya went to this Brahmin's house, as is the custom, because sannyasis, they don't wear shoes, they walk barefoot, so before entering the house, they wash their feet, and there's a place for washing the feet. So following the custom, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed his feet and he sat down in that very place. So the Mayavadi sannyasis, seeing the effulgence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was as brilliant as the sun, extremely beautiful with beautiful eyes. And some places explain that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is even more beautiful than Krishna. So seeing his extraordinary effulgence and beauty, Prakashananda Sarasvati, he couldn't but help go to Mahaprabhu and say, my dear sir, please don't sit. Why are you sitting in this unclean place? Come and sit with us. And by that little bit of extended hand that Prakashananda Sarasvati gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it purified his consciousness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his seat amongst the other sannyasis. So they asked, we can see that you're a sannyasi from why don't you sit with us? Why don't you associate with us? You never eat with us, right? You only associate with sentimentalists and chant. Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I've taken sannyas from a lower caste of sannyasis, therefore I don't associate with you. And Prakashananda Sarasvati replied, you have taken sannyas from Keshava Bharati, and therefore you are glorious. We are very happy. For certainly you are Narayan himself. The Mayavadis, they greet each other as Namo Narayana. You've become Narayan. They're offering obeisances to Narayan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again was asked by Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur, why you don't study Vedanta? This is the business of a sannyasi, meditation and studying Vedanta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, he said, my spiritual master, he considered me a great fool. And he said, there's no need for you to study Vedanta. Simply you should chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, so I chanted that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And I experienced a faltering voice. And sometimes I laughed. And sometimes I cried. And sometimes I danced like a madman. And I forgot myself. So I went back to my spiritual master. And I asked him, what kind of mantra have you given me? Right? I'm chanting, I'm dancing, I'm laughing, I'm crying. I'm acting like a madman. And the spiritual master replied that you are successful in your chanting. Right? And then the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this verse. Nache gao bhakta sange kar sankirtan Krishna nam upadeshi tar sarvajan. Translation. My dear child, continue chanting, dancing, and performing sankirtan in the association with devotees. Furthermore, go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna Nam, for by this process you will be able to deliver all the fallen souls. So there's a nice purport in connection with this verse that's spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spiritual master. I thought we could read it. Purport. It is the ambition of the spiritual master to see his disciples not only chant, dance, and follow the regulator principles, but also preach the Sankirtan movement to others in order to deliver them. For the Krishna consciousness movement is based on the principle that one should become as perfect as possible in devotional service oneself and also preach the cult for others' benefit. There are two classes of unalloyed devotees, namely Gosthiyanandis and Bhajanandis. Bhajanandi refers to one who is satisfied to cultivate devotional service for himself. And Gosthiyanandi is one who is not satisfied simply to become perfect himself, but wants to see others also take advantage of the holy name of the Lord and advance in spiritual life. The outstanding example is Prahlad Maharaj, when he offered a benediction. When he was offered a benediction by Lord Nrsimhadev, Prahlad Maharaj said, "Naivo dvijapara duratyaya vaitaranyas tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitaha. Soche tato vimuke chetasa indriyarta maya sukaya bharam udvahato vimudhan." My dear Lord, I have no problem and want no benediction from you because I'm quite satisfied to chant your holy name. This is sufficient for me because whenever I chant, I immediately merge in an ocean of transcendental bliss. I only lament to see others bereft of your love. They are rotting in the material activities for transient material pleasure and are spoiling their lives, toiling all day and night simply for sense gratification, with no attachment for love of Godhead. I am simply lamenting for them and devising various means to deliver them from the clutches of Maya. So this is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the mood of the devotees, pure devotees of the Lord. They're not only satisfied for their own advancement in devotional service, but they're very much concerned about other persons who are bereft of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada certainly displayed that mood in his own life, in his own example, by leaving Vrindavan. There was no need for him to leave Vrindavan. He was living in Radha Damodar Mandir, very peacefully translating Srimad Bhagavatam, right? And he had all the persons in Vrindavan knew him, right? And he was friendly with the Vrijvasis there in Vrindavan, right? He had no problem. But at the age of 70, just imagine, 70 years old, he left that place, Vrindavan, right? Why? Just to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. Right? Srila Prabhupada had gone to some wealthy men in India and had said, you give me your son and I'll train him to be a Brahmin. And those persons replied, Swamiji, what is the use of becoming Brahmin? We want our son to become engineer. So Srila Prabhupada said, okay. So he went to America, and there he made some Brahmins. Right? And he brought them back to India for his preaching. Because everything that comes from America is better than things that come from India, right? So if there's some... Nobody was interested in chanting Hare Krishna. Nobody was even interested in going to the temples. But when Srila Prabhupada bought his disciples, foreign devotees with tilak, shaved head, dhoti, then he thought, oh, maybe there's something in this chanting. Why these foreigners are chanting? They must be CIA. Right? Then after, and they would criticize, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. But by that criticizing, their chanting also purified them. And now people are seriously coming to the temple. People are seriously taking to the process of Krishna consciousness. And are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So our business is not to become Bhajananandis. It's not possible anyway. It's simply cheating. Because when we go and sit in a solitary place, it's actually not solitary. What comes with us? Our mind. And mind is number one rascal, badmash. So many impressions of sense gratification are there. Rather, one should stay in association with devotees. Bhakta Sangha. Nacho Gao Bhakta Sangha. Krishna Nam Upadeshi Tar Sarvajan. Stay in association of devotees, chant and dance, and try to deliver other persons the message of Krishna with the holy name of Krishna. When Krishna sees that we're actually trying to apply ourselves in this process, then Krishna from within our heart will deliver us. Well, the verse, Nasta Prayeshu Badreshu, it says that Krishna, by this hearing process, he destroys practically to nil all of the unwanted things that are there within. All the troublesome things in the heart are practically destroyed. Practically, not completely. Why? Because simply by our own effort, it's not possible to come to the perfect stage. One very important ingredient is there. And that is the mercy of Krishna. But the mercy of Krishna is available to that devotee who sincerely tries to follow the orders of Krishna's pure devotee. When Krishna sees that this devotee is sincere to try to understand my devotee's words and my devotee's instructions about Krishna consciousness, then Krishna from within his heart vanquishes all the inauspiciousness, the abhadrani. He vidhunoti, he cleans it away. So the Krishna consciousness movement is based on this principle. Hearing and chanting about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's incarnations, Krishna's devotees, Krishna's words, his instructions that are contained in the Bhagavad Gita. And in this way, one develops an attraction for Krishna's form. Now we have an attraction for all the forms of the material world. Man has attraction for the form of the woman. Woman has attraction for the form of man. And this is the chain that keeps one bound up very tightly in the material world. But this chain is broken by this process of hearing. Right? From the Bhagavat. There's two types of Bhagavat, Srila Prabhupada explains. There's the person Bhagavat and the book Bhagavat. So the book Bhagavat must be heard from the person Bhagavat. Who is the person Bhagavat? The person who's living a life of Bhagavat. That is the person Bhagavat. Whose every moment is dedicated to the pleasure of Krishna. In the material world, people are seeking their own pleasure. They're trying to become happy through sense gratification. But they're frustrated at every step. Neither they can benefit themselves, neither they can benefit anyone else. Regardless of how many plans, regardless of how many programs are passed in Parliament, ultimately the people won't be satisfied. That's why one party comes in, they stay for some years, they're thrown out, another party comes in. They promise so many things for sense gratification, they can't deliver, people are dissatisfied, they get thrown out, another party comes in. So this is going on without anyone ever getting an inclination about what is the purpose of life. That can only come about by hearing the Bhagavad from the person Bhagavad. Then it will be possible, people will understand that the forms of this material world are transient. They come and they go. But the form of Krishna is eternal. Krishna is eternally beautiful, eternally youthful. Wearing a peacock feather with yellow garments and a threefold bending form, playing the flute, tending the cows, and enjoying with hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis or gopis. This is the eternal form that they'll become attracted to and attracted by Krishna's name. All Krishna specifically came into this world to perform his pastimes so that the conditioned souls can have an opportunity to hear his wonderful pastimes. And by this hearing process, become cleansed of all material contaminations and become attracted. We're so attracted by the temporary news of this material world. Right? Even within our temple sometimes, you know, the chit-chit bat karte, gramya kata. He said this and she did that. Right? This Mataji shouted at this Mataji during Mangalarti, and that news goes around the world. Right? But what about the news of Krishna? How Krishna is lifting Govardhan Hill as the supreme hero to attract the heroine Radharani. He shows his powers by lifting Govardhan Hill. And all the gopis become attracted by him. What about that news? What about the fact that when Balaram saw that the cow Krishna, he was so attracted by the beauty of the gopis, his hand shook and the whole Govardhan Hill shook. And when the Govardhan Hill shook, the cowherd men, they put their sticks up to hold the hill. And Balaram, seeing that, he laughed. Because he knew Krishna doesn't need any help to hold. He knew that Krishna doesn't need any help to hold up the hill. But Krishna thought that Balaram was laughing because Krishna was seeing the beauty of the gopis. And therefore his first face turned red. Right? So who can understand these pastimes? Who can, even more, enter into these pastimes? Only one who's become Shrinvatam. One who's become cleansed of the abhadrani, the contamination that's within the heart. When we no longer have a taste for gramya kata, fighting, false ego, I am something. Malami? Me kya hai, malami? Tum kya hai? When we give up this nonsense, you can be in Krishna consciousness movement, but not be Krishna conscious. You can be in this temple, and you cannot be the least Krishna conscious. You can be in total maya, totally absorbed in the bodily concept of life. If you want. Or you can be Krishna conscious. You can be conscious of your relationship with Krishna. And what does that mean? Trinadapi sunichena, tururapi sahisnuna, amane namanadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Humble. Ready to give respect to every living entity. And wanting no respect. I remember Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Babaji, he was Babaji. He just loved the chant. The other Gaudiya Mutts would invite him to the temple and he would chant for all the different programs. No flute, no trumpet, no harmonium, only khol. But when Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj used to play his mridanga, everyone would dance. Ecstatic dancing. His kirtan was so wonderful. Ask anybody who heard. Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji, Srila Prabhupada's godbrother. Prabhupada once said, "You don't know who I am, and you don't know who is Krishnadas." They were good friends. They were very good friends. Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj used to regularly visit Srila Prabhupada. But Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, after Srila Prabhupada left, I remember one time he came to the Mayapur during the Gaur Purnima festival. This may be just 1 year after Srila Prabhupada left. So the devotees seeing him, everyone came forward to try to touch his feet. And he didn't want anyone to touch his feet. He said, "No, no, 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 I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. No, 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 I'm nothing." So humble. This is Trinada Pisunichena, Turura Pisahisnana, Amanena, Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in this Chaitanya Charitamrita says that we need to take that verse, make it into a necklace, and keep it around our necks to always remind us. Trinadapi Sunichina. Give respect to others. Respect everyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he's telling Prakashananda Saraswati, I'm from a low caste order of sannyasis. That's why I don't sit with you. Right? Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, I'm more sinful than Jagai and Madai. I'm like a worm in stool. And he's not just saying that because, you know, it's fashionable. You try to look humble. Try to talk like you're humble. Right? No. He actually felt like that. Actually humble. Actually feeling others are better than I am. This is what we want to attain. And it's possible if we perform our chanting. Forget it. If you don't chant 16 rounds, forget it. You're never going to get there. You're always going to be stuck in chit-chit, baat karte hain, politics. You're stuck. You can't get out if you don't chant 16 rounds. And then you have to chant quality rounds if you want prema bhakti. Krishna prema. First of all, chant your rounds. Get your hand in your bead bag and chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. If you don't chant, you're not doing devotional service. It's time pass. Why should Krishna accept anything we give him? Does Krishna need our puris? Radharani is cooking for him. Mother Yashoda is dressing him. Lalita and Vishaka are making garlands for him. What does he need from us? Nothing. He doesn't need us. But why should he accept service from us? Why? Because Srila Prabhupada has asked him, please accept their service. Therefore Krishna accepts. But what's our qualification? To be on Srila Prabhupada's list? To, on our behalf, request Krishna to accept their service? Chant 16 rounds. Follow the regulator principles. If not, you're not on the list. You're off the list. You're on your own. And fat chant, Krishna is going to accept anything that you give. So this is the prerequisite. Chant your 16 rounds. Try to chant your 16 rounds nicely. Then Krishna, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, Krishna requests Krishna to accept our service. And then we can hope to gradually progress towards an attraction of the literatures that Srila Prabhupada has provided us so nicely, like the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the Nectar of Devotion, and all the literatures of the six Goswamis. One day we should be attracted by those literatures. And then we can expect to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda on our behalf, just like he did for Jagai and Madai. He requested the Lord to deliver them. So in the same way, Lord Nityananda will request Lord Chaitanya to deliver us. And then we'll obtain prema bhakti. And then when we chant, we'll have tears in our eyes. We'll be trembling, dancing like a madman. Right? And then we will have reached the perfection of this human form of life. Thank you very much. Are there any questions?
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
This austerity and facility are inversely related. They don't go well together.
What's that?
Facility or modern facilities.
Austerity.
and austerity.
Yeah.
So modern science and technology has given us many...
What austerity is there? There's real austerity goes with everything. But austerity, you have to understand what austerity is.
Yeah, that's why I am asking.
Austerity means to do nirbandha Krishna sambandhe yuktam bairagyuchite. Sannyasis don't cross the ocean, but Srila Prabhupada crossed the ocean in a plane. Why? For Krishna's pleasure, for preaching Krishna consciousness. Everything can be used in the service of Krishna. We only have to know its utility and have that purpose. Real austerity is not some sitting in next to a fire on a hot day or in a freezing lake during the winter. This is not austerity. Real austerity is to observe the regulative principles and to do everything for the pleasure of Krishna. So even technology can be used in Krishna's service. Right? You have a database of people that you want to contact. Use a computer. Right? We don't use it for sense gratification, but for the pleasure of Krishna. This is real austerity. People do not know what is what. They have to come and hear from Srila Prabhupada, read Srila Prabhupada's books, hear from his followers. Then it's possible to understand what is austerity, what is real tapasya, and how to make advancement in spiritual life. Otherwise, they'll be lost in the Hindu hodgepodge, the Hindu kichari.
Thank you.
You're speaking about keeping humility for a long time, all the life. So it happens that sometimes we keep humble, at least we feel like that. And then other times we are unable to keep humble. So we are flickering. Sometimes humble, sometimes not. Then it becomes how to stabilize gradually from your experience.
When I become humble, I'll tell you. It's not a matter of just folding your hands. It's a real consciousness that Krishna is great. And therefore, all living entities are part and parcel of Krishna. And if Krishna is great, they're also great. And I'm insignificant. Just one small particle. Lower than a straw in the street. Yes, if you're 1/10,000th the tip of a hair, a straw in the street's like a big tree. Right? Tolerant, like a tree. Tree gives fruits, tree gives flowers. Tree gives shade. Then somebody comes along with an axe and cuts it. No protest. Doesn't protest. To how to inculcate that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the examples. They were criticizing him to his devotees. What did he do? He smiled. And he thought of a ways and means to deliver them. Later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Prakashananda Saraswati, "If you don't mind, sir, can I say something about Vedanta?" And Prakashananda said, "Yes, yes." So then he explained how Sankaracharya misinterpreted and how it wasn't his fault because he had a purpose. And explained Vedanta very carefully and very purposefully to Prakashananda Saraswati and all of his followers. And at the end of the explanation of Vedanta, all of the followers along with Prakashananda Saraswati were chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Kr So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sets the example of how to preach and how to be humble. Simply we have to try to follow.
Small inference that comes right from this pastime only that first we should take a humble stand, and then if the opportunity is there, then we can preach.
Yes, Prabhupada explains that. My dear sir, you're very educated, you're very well placed, you're very intelligent. Now please forget all that and just listen to this. It's according to time, place, and circumstance. Not everybody will take. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India, in some villages they weren't receptive, what did he do? He went to another village. Right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has put his persons out there, people that are ready. We just have to find out where they are. Right? If we're sincere, Krishna will send the people that are ready. So we should be sincere. And know when, okay, this person's heard something but not ready to go more, so better go to the next person. Right? Rupanuga Prabhu wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada about whether to preach to the weak devotees or the strong devotees. And Srila Prabhupada wrote back, preach to the strong devotees, because the weak devotees are going to go away anyway. So spend your time preaching to the strong devotees. Yes.
Thank you very much for your class. And first question is, that you are talking very nicely about Goshtanandis and
Bajranandis.
So in our own life, as Prabhupada has said about being missionary in terms of preaching, so when we are following in the footsteps of Prabhupada in becoming Goshtanandis, going out on preaching, then how we take care that our own spiritual life also is taken care, or it is just by following Prabhupada properly in terms of preaching, our nourishment will come, or we should do something?
Well, Srila Prabhupada said, you can go after the big fish, but don't get wet. In other words, simultaneously, you're preaching, you're coming in contact with the new devotees, but you also have to stay spiritually strong so that you're all the time giving them your association, not taking their association. Right? That you're spiritually strong enough that you don't become affected by their abhadrani, the dirty things in the heart. If you find you're getting affected, then you need to adjust things. More hearing, more chanting, more dancing, more purification. So therefore, Prabhupada said, you can go after the big fish, but don't get wet. Some people think, though, that now I'm just going to go to Vrindavan and chant. Or, you know, I'm going to go to Vrindavan and read, study Sanskrit, or do the Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Bhai Bab, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti, Bhakti, Bhakti. But where's the Bhakti? Unless you try to help other people, there's no Bhakti. Isn't it? What will be the proof of your Bhakti? If you have it, you'll try to give it to others. That's Bhakti. Isn't it? Any other questions? Yes?
my question is, sir, Lord Gautam Buddha is also considered as the incarnation of Krishna. But we find that his teachings are not appreciated, or sometimes it is condemned. So I want to know the reason behind that.
Well, the reason that Lord Buddha appeared was to take people away from sinful activities of animal killing in the name of Vedic sacrifices. In the name of Vedic sacrifices, people were using that as an excuse just to slaughter poor innocent animals. So Buddha, although he's an incarnation of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, what he preached we don't accept. But he preached according to time, place, and circumstance to get the people away from animal killing. He said, forget the Vedas. You just follow ahimsa. Right? Nonviolence. And they were benefited because they were worshiping him. He's the Lord. Right? But we don't accept this philosophy because he deprecates the Vedic literatures. But that was according to time, place, and circumstance.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nityananda Prabhunande.